Just over 1 year ago, the New York SAFE Act was passed, but many members of law enforcement have expressed personal opposition to the law. And as the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports, upstate sheriffs agree they should have been more involved with the law from the beginning.
It absolutely is a common feeling. The law, as you could see, was not well thought out, and there was not input from many of the individuals who would be involved in the enforcement of it. There was no discussion with law enforcement. In fact, when the law was originally passed, it didn't exempt police.
Monroe County Sheriff Patrick O'Flynn says there are facets of the law that make sense. He supports safe storage mandates and limiting access for convicted felons and people struggling with mental health issues. Additionally, the SAFE Act has since been amended to exempt law enforcement officers. But Alex Wilson, associate counsel to the New York State Sheriff's Association, says even welcome changes to the bill have created confusion for the law enforcement community. A recent example he gives is a December 31st ruling from a federal judge in Buffalo. It struck down the 7-round per magazine limit.
We're talking about a decision by a federal district court regarding a federal constitutional question that is rooted in a state law.
And Wilson says it remains unclear whether the decision applies to the whole state or just Western New York. The decision is also subject to ongoing appeals. On a whole, Monroe County Sheriff Patrick O'Flynn says the SAFE Act is so complex that he's devoted several people specifically to advising officers on how to enforce it.
We actually have individuals that are designated as the resident experts because it is very complex. There's a lot of confusion and a lot of frustration with the law.
Livingston County Sheriff Tom Doherty says his office has done the same. He says confusion over the law won't result in an outright refusal to enforce it, but his office is treading carefully.
I've put a directive out to all our deputies and our entire office and said we are not to make on-the-spot arrests on any section of the SAFE Act, that I want it to be reviewed with our team and before we move forward at all. So I'm not saying I won't enforce it, but it certainly will be case-by-case basis.
Other segments of the law will come into effect over the next few months, including the deadline for registering or disposing of assault weapons as defined by the Act. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WRVO News.